scammers are making millions out of Ireland. Last year, 31 million euro was reportedly stolen through investment fraud. That's up from 14 million in 2021. Gardaí have recorded a 21% increase in investment fraud in the past 3 months alone. In a moment, we'll hear from the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau. But first, a story reported in the Irish Times on Saturday, which shows how much money scammers are able to get. It involves a retired university professor who lost over €1 million to scammers. Irish Times crime and security correspondent Conor Gallagher explained the details of the story to our reporter Joe Caulfield.
This gentleman was the victim of a classic investment scam. He believes he saw a recommendation in a WhatsApp group about how to make money from cryptocurrencies. He made contact with them, was persuaded to invest an initial sum of €250. Everything seemed above board. The company seemed to be legitimate, had a legitimate looking website and an address in Switzerland. They persuaded him to invest €250 into cryptocurrency, showing him returns very quickly. And then the investments increased very, very quickly. So within a couple of months, he was investing €90,000 in a single day. In total, over the course of less than a year, he gave the scammers €1 million. So his entire life savings and that of his wife, plus a loan they persuaded him to get from the bank. When the man went to try and withdraw some of his money, the scammers delayed and came up with reasons why he couldn't. Then they said he'd have to invest more in order to be able to withdraw his money. And then when he finally put the foot down and insisted on withdrawing the money, the scammers cut all contact. That was back in September, and he is at sea now. He is down just over €1 million.
Down over €1 million. That was Conor Gallagher from the Irish Times speaking to our reporter Joe Caulfield. Well, we can speak now to Detective Superintendent Michael Cryan from the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning.
And just listening to that story there, Michael, what are the prospects of somebody caught up in a situation like that, being able to recover the money that they have lost to scammers?
Yeah, unfortunately, everything Mr. Gallagher spoke about there is typical in a lot of these frauds. Unfortunately, the chances of recovering money in investment fraud is quite slim, because there's usually a lag in that it's a number of months before the victim is aware that they have been defrauded. So by the time it's reported to the Gardaí or they're reported to the bank, kind of periods of 6 months to a year has gone by. And at that stage, the money has moved to various bank accounts, probably out of the country, and has disappeared basically, and the chance of recovering it, unfortunately, are very slim. If the frauds are reported early to the guards or to the banks, the earlier it's reported, the better the chances are of recovering it.
Tell us about the scale of the problem. Are you seeing much more of it?
Yes, over the last couple of years, especially since about 2023 onwards, there's been a huge increase, especially around, it's usually around cryptocurrency or around investments purporting to be shares or whatever with reputable banks, particularly UK banks. There's a lot of cloned websites, counterfeit websites. People go online looking for investment opportunities. They see particular ads, or they see a pop-up ad or some kind of endorsement on social media, and they click on a link which brings them to an ad, which again, they will then get a phone call, they'll get contacted by a salesperson, a hard sell, you know, particularly good offer. It's a once in a lifetime offer you'll be offered, high returns, quick investment, all that.
And people are often, they're often rushed into making decisions, aren't they? They're kind of rushed along by these scammers.
Yes, very much so. It's very much sold as a once in a lifetime. You have today. If you don't take this today, you miss out on the opportunity of a lifetime. Yes, it's a very much a hard sell to the victim.
Is cryptocurrency involved in most of the fraud that you're seeing now?
Cryptocurrency would be involved in a lot of it. I will say 23, 24, probably 50%. I wouldn't be able to give a figure at this stage this year because we're still just really, while we are in November, as I said, there's always a lag. But there is cryptocurrency, particularly in 23, 24, when the numbers went very high, up to 30 million being reported stolen. I believe there was possibly a lot of people didn't quite understand what a cryptocurrency was and that the really high risk you are taking if you're investing in cryptocurrency. It's nothing illegal, but it is very, very high risk.
What are the red flags then that people should watch out for so that they can avoid getting scammed?
The unsolicited approaches, the likes of the WhatsApp approaches, the ads on social media, the ads as well purporting to be endorsed where particular investment opportunities are endorsed by celebrities, politicians. You see them on social media, in your feeds on social media, their AI-generated ads, claims of you know, exclusive access that it's only you getting this access to this financial product. It's not normally available to the public. Where they're offering huge returns, really above what you would get. Anything like that, it should be a red flag. And what we would advise people to do is to be very cautious of these, first of all. Not to be, as I'd say, bounced into doing something today. To take your time, independently verify the identity of the investment firm. You can do that through the Central Bank Safe Test, Qantas Central Bank website. You need to make sure that the firm you're dealing with is regulated also and authorized to provide financial services in Ireland. And again, because it's illegal to do so without such authorization. Again, the Central Bank Register is excellent for that as well. But you need to seek independent financial advice if you are investing large sums of money in anything.
And if you are caught up in it, I know people might be reluctant to report it because it can be embarrassing, can't it?
Of course it can, especially that case that was reported there. Of course it can, but it's very important that you do so because by doing so, you were helping us identify the bank accounts where this money is being laundered through. And we share that information, that intelligence every day with foreign police forces. If the accounts are in a different jurisdiction, if they're here in Ireland, there'll be a money laundering investigation into the owner of that bank account. And we will share that abroad. And it's helping to prevent other people becoming victims in the future as well.
Detective Superintendent Michael Cryan from the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. It's 8:29 and Susan Jackson has the news headlines.